Hi, David Jennings here from Melbourne SEO Services, and just thought I'd record a short audio just in response to your call out with regards to email marketing content and answering a few of those questions. I'm happy to chat in more detail as well. If you like, you can just contact me through the email that I sent through. So the first question was, how should small businesses or business owners determine what sort of content to use in email marketing? So for email marketing, depending on whether or not we're talking about broadcasts or using autoresponder sequences to help sell a client and almost have that bonding experience for them, what I like to think about as far as what content to use, I use email and autoresponders as a way to take someone automatically through the sales process. So the same process that you might take a client through is what you want to build into the emails. So particularly if it's an autoresponder series, the thing that you'd probably want to be putting is some sort of bonding where, you know, you're connecting and getting them to know you. Maybe you point them to your story. You suggest that they head over to your social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, to help engage with you, to find out about you and your brand and make sure it's real. And if you've got a lot of content on the site, to sort of take them through the content on the site in a sequenced fashion so they can easily consume it all. You might also want to add in things like interviews and things like that where they can get to know you up front. So the autoresponder sequence is all about bonding. And then when it comes to broadcasts is more about keeping them up to date with what's news and what's current and showing that you're fresh and you're up to date with what's going on. As far as how far in advance should the content be planned, really, the longer the better. If you can have a funnel where someone gets in and they're taken through a series of that bonding and getting to know you and maybe even some offers and that sort of thing. In some of our businesses, we've got up to 12 months worth of content. In Melbourne SEO Services, we've got over 3. And then on top of that, once they get through that, they're also getting the regular broadcast content. The next question was, what should email marketing content aim to do for the recipient? So usually, 9 times out of 10, it's good to use the email content as that real bonding, a chance for you to connect with the client and show them that you're real and you're there to help, and it's all about providing that valuable content. And you use that almost to sell them or educate them, and then by educating them, you become their trusted authority. And then when you do make an offer or a call, it's quite clear why they should do business with you. It's still important in your emails to make offers as well. You definitely want to make an offer every now and then, but you don't want to have every email that goes out being an offering. If that's the case, people just end up switching off. Now, the final question you've got is, how does a business owner know if email marketing is worthwhile exercise in the first place? So that's a really good question. It oftentimes depends on how much traffic you're getting to the website, which will determine how many people you might be able to get to opt in. That said, though, I think for most businesses, it's a long-term business strategy and something where you do work once and you will continue to get paid for a lifetime. So I think getting that strategy in place as early as possible is definitely a good idea, because it's, again, it's work that you do once that has a long time benefit. That said, though, you might want to weigh it up depending on how much traffic is coming to the site, how big is your database, to determine, you know, if it's worth it and if you're going to see a quick return on your investment for the time and effort that goes into it. Like, you can do certain things. A lot of email programs these days, whether it's MailChimp, AWeber, Auto Office Pilot, a lot of them have very good tracking as well. So you can actually put tracking URLs in there. So you can send a few broadcasts out, see what sort of response and click-through rates you've got, and then that can help you determine if it's something you really want to run with. Anyway, there's a few tips. Again, if you want to ask more, happy to have a chat. Just contact me through the details that I've included in the email that I've sent over. Hope that helps, and talk to you soon.